The gigantic oil slick off the Louisiana coast this morning waits stagnant for now. Containment teams are trying booms and vacuums. Local residents are even shaving their own hair and stuffing it into pantyhose because hair absorbs oil. And today, a desperate attempt to stop the leak at its source. A giant steel box, four stories high, they're calling it a dome, to be lowered down 5,000 feet to the seafloor.
There's a lot of unknowns whether this is going to work, and they're hoping that this will at least buy them some time and stop the harm from getting worse while they continue to drill this relief well underneath the sunken rig.
That's AP correspondent Harry Weber aboard the Joe Griffin, the ship hauling the dome this morning. He's wondering, along with the rest of us, can 100 tons of steel keep a disaster from becoming a calamity? On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Thursday, May 6th. I'm Todd Zwillick in Washington, D.C. this morning, filling in for John Hockenberry. And Celeste, you're in New York.
As usual, I am up here in New York, and let's get a check on the morning news. That oil leak you were talking about, Todd, is at the top of the news. The best hope for containing the leak in that Gulf of Mexico is the dome that Todd mentioned. Four stories high, now on its way to the scene of the leak. The AP's Harry Weber is the only journalist catching a ride with the crew that'll drop it into place.
The plan is for another boat to come and meet this boat, and it will have a crane, and it will pick up the 100-ton, 40-foot-high containment box that's on the back of this boat and lower it to the seafloor.
If all goes according to plan, the dome will be in place and catching the oil by Monday.
For more now, we're joined by Dave Cohen, news director for WWL Radio in New Orleans. Dave, is anybody saying down there that this dome will definitely prevent an environmental and economic catastrophe? Dave, good morning. Well, I don't think Dave can hear us, but hopefully he'll stay with us because we're going to be back with him in just a moment to help cover the placement of this giant 100-ton steel dome on top of the oil slick down in the Gulf. A lot of people, from fishermen to people in the oil business to people in the tourism business, are counting on that thing from stopping more oil pouring into the Gulf, Celeste.
There's mounting evidence the Pakistani Taliban played a role in the Times Square car bomb plot. That's according to our partner in the New York Times. Now the White House is preparing to send a detailed request to Pakistan asking for help in the investigation. Here's State Department spokesman PJ Crowley. You
know, the Pakistanis are fully cooperating in the investigation. They recognize, as we do, that this is a shared responsibility and a shared threat.
This morning's Times reports Faisal Shahzad may have met with members of the Pakistani Taliban and that they probably had a role in his training. First healthcare, then financial regulation. Now, President Obama wants to take on another big overhaul, immigration.
The way to fix our broken immigration system is through common sense, comprehensive immigration reform.
Comments came last night, but just last week the president said there may not be an appetite in Congress to deal with that issue.
Now, the polls are open for the general elections in the UK. Voters are deciding on the next prime minister and who will lead parliament. The president of Greece, meanwhile, says his country is, quote, on the edge of an abyss after five people died in violent protests against severe spending cuts there yesterday. Today, the Greek parliament votes on those cuts. Checking in on the markets now this morning, Asian markets are down. European indices are up despite what's going on in Greece. Futures are up as well. The Dow gets underway at 10,868. The S&P opens at 1,165, and the NASDAQ opens at 2402. Coming up in the show, could having more surveillance cameras help stop future terrorist attacks in America? You've been weighing in on this, and we'll go deeper when we talk tech later in the hour. We're also going to be talking privacy.
We're also going to be talking about the National Day of Prayer this morning. Should we have one? We want to hear your thoughts. How important is it to you that we have a federally recognized day of prayer? 8778-MY-TAKE or thetakeaway.org. More on the oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico in a moment.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.